Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Healthy Moments. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones. You may also know me from For the People, Law and Plain Language, and also on Let's Be Real Radio on gtownradio.com. But here on Healthy Moments, as the title of the show suggests, we're going to be talking about healthy moments, ways that you can change your lifestyle to become a healthier you. I do have to put a disclaimer out there. I am not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian, but I am a regular you, regular Joe Schmo, just trying to change my lifestyle. And for me, it was one little bit at a time, trying one little thing. Don't go cleaning out your refrigerator. I didn't have to get rid of all the chocolate in my house. I had to cut back. I had to do some portion control. But those are the things we're going to be talking about, things that you can do to stay a healthier you. I chose healthy moments because a moment is something that suggests ease. If I'm going to tell you that it's going to take an hour, we don't want that. We just want a moment. So I want to share with you little things that you can do in a moment, just one thing a week, to become a healthier you. I'm going to be sharing tips with you, and we're going to be doing this every week. Every week we will have a different topic. I thought about doing this show for a long time because a few years ago I was diagnosed as a diabetic in April, and by November, December, I had high blood pressure, and I was struggling. The doctor said, you need to see a dietitian, and boy, did I need to see a dietitian. We're going to introduce one little thing. Nothing layered, nothing big, nothing huge, just one little thing that you can do. And if you don't like it this week, I'm going to encourage you to try it anyway, but if you don't, it's cool. Next week, try that. I know if you told me, Renee, cut out all chocolate from your life. Okay, I'm not even going to pretend to do that. But next week, I'm going to listen because maybe you have something else I can try. And if you can do that, there's 52 weeks in a year. That's 52 steps that you've taken towards becoming a healthier you. And that's how I looked at it. That's how I, over the course of a year, since introducing diet and exercise, and I am not about the exercise, but, you know, we do what we got to do. I lost almost 80, 85 pounds over the course of a year without even trying. Just trying to stay healthy. And it's scary. I still remember that. What? I have diabetes. I have high blood pressure. This is not your mother's diabetes and high blood pressure. There is lots that we can do to change our outcomes. Even though my doctor did tell me genetics can still come get you, but not yet. It's been 3 years and counting, and not yet. I am about two or three points away from not being a diabetic anymore. To be able to remove that risk factor from my life through diet, yeah, and exercise. But, I've gotten it. I found something that I like to do. And I take little steps to make sure that I leave room in my life to do them. Stay tuned. In just a second, we'll be going to share our tip of the week. Welcome back to another episode of Healthy Moments Radio. So, anybody that knows me, anyone that's listened to the show, just Renee Chocolate. And it's not because of my lovely brown skin. It is because a girl lives for chocolate. If you cut me, I will bleed chocolate. And I'm always asking people, what's your chocolate? What's that one thing that I'm willing to cut out bread and yogurt and tons of things from my diet so I can leave space in my life for that little piece of chocolate at the end of the day? So what's your chocolate? And I'm bringing this topic back up because I recently saw a Weight Watchers commercial. I don't go to Weight Watchers. I lifestyle control. Through my medical team, my doctor, nutritionist, I eat healthy, but I saw a Weight Watchers commercial. I'm not saying anything bad about Weight Watchers. Don't get it twisted. But I saw Miss Oprah. Oprah was on there, and she talked about bread the way I talk about chocolate. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oprah gets it. She said, I love bread. And I was like, oh, I feel the passion. She gets the, I love chocolate. and she found her one non-negotiable. Chocolate is my non-negotiable. So I'm willing to give up things that I eat because it's something I've always ate. It was something my parents fixed for me or whatever. I eat it out of habit. So I don't have to have bread. I don't have to have pancakes. I don't have to have waffles. It's just not things that are kind of high on my list of things that I eat on a regular basis. And even if I did, they were easy to give up. But I'm willing to cut them out. I cut out potatoes. I cut out french fries. Well, french fries, I found that I can have 11 baked french fries, depending on the brand. And they still stay within my carb count. But I can give those up too for chocolate. So what's your chocolate? If you've seen this commercial with Oprah and bread, you totally feel me. If you haven't, go Google it. It's an Oprah commercial for Weight Watchers, and she's saying how well she's doing on Weight Watchers. And she says, I have bread every single day. And I'm going, my girl, because God knows, anybody that knows me, I have chocolate every single day. And yes, I am a diabetic. And yes, I do control my diabetes and my high blood pressure with diet and exercise. That's a lifestyle diet, not dieting. I am not on medication of any kind. I don't do insulin. My doctor caught this in time, and she did remind me, Renee, you know, you can do all this and, you know, family history can still come and get you. Not yet. Not yet. It's been 5 years and counting. I am not laying down taking this. And if it comes the day that they say, Renee, you know, you can't have no more chocolate. Oh, that's going to be a whole nother story. We're going to have to huddle on that one. But for now, I maintain my diabetes and my high blood pressure. Matter of fact, I am 1 or 2 points away of no longer being a diabetic based on I changed my lifestyle. But like Oprah loves bread, Renee loves chocolate. If you have not seen this commercial, as I was saying, please Google it. Put it in your browser. Oprah loves bread, Weight Watchers, and you will see this commercial. I don't watch enough TV to know whether it's still running on television, but she gets it. So what's your chocolate? And if it's that valuable to you, the way Oprah loves bread and Renee loves chocolate, what are you willing to do for it? Because you got to give up something. In order to live a healthy lifestyle, you can't keep doing the same thing. There's an expression that goes, and I'm not even going to try to get credit. I'm just going to say author unknown. If you always do what you always did, then you will always get what you always got. I'm going to leave you with that. You got to make changes. I'm going to repeat it, and that's going to end our show. But if you want a different outcome, if you want a different outcome in your life, in your healthy life, you got to make some changes. Because if you always do what you always did, you will always get what you always got. You've been listening to Healthy Moments with your host, Renee Norris Jones, here on GTownRadio.com. Please remember to always, always, always check in with your health professional before making any dietary changes and before starting any exercise routines. I look forward to our next segment where I'll share more information about my journey to becoming a healthier me and towards you becoming a healthier you. Until then, here's to good health. Want to hear more tips on becoming a healthier you? Check out Healthy Moments Radio on GTownRadio.com. We have new tips every week, starting with Mondays at 11 a.m. We have rebroadcasts on Wednesdays at noon and on Friday evenings at 6 p.m. New topics every week. Check us out. Miss an episode? Our Facebook page, website, and on iTunes, we are Healthy Moments Radio.